Now to the selfie.
Can you guys help me pick a filter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want to look tan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about living with my bitches, hashtag live. I only got 10 likes in the last 5 minutes. Do you think I should take it down? Let me take another selfie.
Yes, let me take another selfie. It had to happen, a music video about the selfie, that one by the Chainsmokers. Well, the selfie, a photo that you take of yourself with your mobile phone, has become a byword for our self-obsessed age. Everyone's doing it. Barack Obama and David Cameron even did it at Nelson Mandela's memorial. American presenter Ellen DeGeneres took a selfie with some of her mates at the Oscars last week, the likes of Angelina and Brad Pitt and Kevin Spacey, and it went viral, eclipsing the popularity of the Obama selfie. It made the news. Of course, there are many famous self-portraits. You think of Rembrandt or Van Gogh. Well, now New York art critic Jerry Salt has compared the modern craze of the selfie with this much older artistic form. He says the selfie is changing photography as we know it. He writes for the New York magazine, and he joins us now from a studio in the heart of New York City. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michael. It's good to be here.
Is it a stretch to say that the selfie, which is often just an inane photo snap, you know, that you make on a mobile, is a new genre of art?
Well, I agree totally. About 99% of selfies are just boring, or people making duck faces, or guys throwing gang signs, or what have you. But just formally, they do look different than all portraits that came before them.
They're also going to be great for historians in the future, aren't they? Because we'll be able to see how people hang out and what they wear and where they are.
Wouldn't it have been amazing to see, like, Jesus' disciples or something, like their pictures having baklava, you know, on Sabbath? It would have been amazing.
I think it'd be great, a selfie at the Last Supper.
Well, but my guess, though, is the networks that we keep our pictures on now will be long gone in, you know, even 20 years. They'll be like turntables,
yeah.
Real specialty technologies that most people won't access anyway. They'll
and
be gone.
All the instructions to be in Aramaic.
Yeah, nobody. You're good.
So some people take a selfie in a mirror, which is
right.
My photography trick, of course. Are there two different genres of selfie in your view, the one where you hold the camera out on, at the end of your arm and the one where you point it towards the mirror?
Well, the first rule is if you're not in a mirror, if you're not using a mirror and both hands are showing, that means it's not a selfie. Usually one hand is holding the camera, which means that your arm is partially visible, that there's an incredible foreshortening, that your nose is going to be out of proportion, and there's a curve in the lens that you may or may not perceive. In the mirror, different genre, but they're both selfies.
Yeah, okay. So you say it's something like art in your article,
right,
which is different from saying they definitely are art. There's something like art.
Well, they have a certain intensity, and they're starting to record. People are photographers of modern life. There's a performative aspect to every selfie because no selfie can be made public without intention behind it. This also builds a certain kind of irony into every selfie where the person that took it knows that you're looking at it and you know that they know that you're looking at it. So there's this odd kind of mirroring that sets up that isn't quite set up when you look at a great Van Gogh or Rembrandt self-portrait. There's some qualitative difference going on. Again, I'm not saying all of them are great art, but let me just say what a genre is. A genre would be a portrait, a landscape, a seascape, animal painting. The selfie, believe it or not, is a new kind of portrait genre. And genres are a really big deal. Once they come into being, they tend not to disappear ever.
Okay, that's a nice point. So the selfie is not a genre. The selfie is, yeah, within the genre of portrait painting. Now, it occurred to me, actually, that, you know, when you look at a photo or you see someone look at a photograph that someone else has taken, they say, oh, that doesn't look like me. That doesn't
right.
look like me.
Right.
Presumably, when you paint your own picture or you or you take a selfie, you're confident that that image does look like you. That's a view of yourself that you will endorse. So that's a common ground between the selfie and older self-portraits.
Absolutely. That's a really great call, too, that every person listening to this, you've pre-approved your selfie. You've pre-approved the painting. And that already starts building up a certain kind of vestibule of energy in it. Of course, what we have now, look, I saw the two World Trade Centers fall on September 11th. I did take a picture of the second one falling. However, it was not in my mindset to take a selfie with me and the World Trade Center falling. That's totally changed. On the front page of our New York Post just a few weeks ago, a woman was taking a selfie with a suicide in the background. I've seen selfies of people touring the gas chambers at Auschwitz. There are a lot of selfies of people in the Berlin Holocaust Memorial. Leaving aside issues of solemnity and all.
Oh, I think we've lost the line there. Have we lost Jerry Saltz? It sounds as though we have. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN, and we're talking to Jerry Saltz, who is a New York critic. He's from New York Magazine, and we're talking about the selfie. So the selfie is one of those photographs that you take of yourself. And I was just reflecting on the fact that if you imagine that you're standing in the picture yourself, if you're taking a picture of yourself against the background of an historical event, that's a very subjective thing to do. It privileges subjectivity, whereas if you stand with a camera and, say, pointed at the World Trade Center, you're claiming that that is an objective record of an event. You're being an objective documenter of it. But to put yourself in the picture, that's a very different kind of relationship between the event and the perceiver. Anyway, let's go to a promo. No, we don't need to go to a promo. We've got him back. Jerry, welcome back.
I miss you. I was desperate out here. All of a sudden, you disappeared.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Something in the ether.
Well, I blame New York.
To separate us from each other. Now, not all... this isn't totally without precedent, as you make clear in your article. There are some self-portraits that do look very like selfies. Let's talk about M.C. Escher's 1935 picture, Hand with Reflecting Sphere. This is a fabulous image.
I don't know if a lot of your listeners have seen it, but many people have. M.C. Escher, who drew those great sort of etchings of people appearing to walk upstairs while they were going downstairs and strange optical illusions, did a fantastic etching of him, his own self-portrait holding up a crystal ball where it has all the distortion that we now associate with selfies. And in fact, if you look in the background of the M.C. Escher, you'll see little paraphernalia that starts cluing you into the artist's life. The same way when I look at a Kim Kardashian idiotic selfie, I'm seeing the bizarre taste that this hologram of a human being lives with.
Well, hologram of a human being, what a line. Jerry Saltz is with us and he's not sparing the language. So the M.C. Escher picture, you actually see his actual, well, it's not his actual hand, it's a drawing of his hand. So there's a drawing of his hand, right. And in his hand he's holding this reflecting sphere, this crystal ball, as you say, and you can see his hand sort of reflect in it and his distorted face. And there's another one, which is, this goes way back to 1524 by Parmigianino.
Very good. A great Italian mannerist. If you want to see what happened, what artists do right after Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo, well, they have trouble. Like, how do you get hired by the local Palazzo or the Pope? You've got to come up with a new style. Well, the mannerist did. And in this case, here's a little intense painting of the artist, again, looking into a mirror with all the distortion, all the oddity, the elongated fingers, arms visible, face curved. And again, we have the sort of pre-approved image with paraphernalia in the background. We have been building up to this bizarre genre for a long time. And I want to add, you know, we're attacked for being narcissistic. I think we've always wanted to look at ourselves. I think narcissism is much more lonely than the selfie. The selfie is very theatrical, very out in the world. Like I said, pictures of modern life. What I really like about the selfie is that they're not codified by pointy-headed people like me in the art world. This is a genre that curators, maybe even at your biennale, and certainly in mine in New York right now, they completely ignore, as if it's a little too far beneath them. This is a genre codified by people and appreciated by people, certainly not curators, and only the most gifted artists I know are starting to pay attention to them, and they will. Mark me. The way photography is changing now is phenomenal, and it's all happening in your cell phone that you're listening to me right now through.
On RN, this is Books and Arts Daily, and our guest is New York art critic Jerry Saltz discussing the art of the selfie. David Bowie singing about fame. Now, you were talking about Kim Kardashian before, and there's a famous selfie of her in, well, whether it's famous, but quite well-known picture of her.
It's tragic, but yes.
Yes, in a high-cut outfit that shows off quite a lot of her bottom. And she has rules for the selfie.
Right. She made her own idiotic rules, something like, oh, and I've tried to follow them, but I'm not as good as she is. Take them always from above.
Yeah, know your angle. Yep.
Know your angle. And she's against the duck face, which is the pouting of the lips. But as far as I can see, that's about the only pose she has. But you have to realize that these selfies come in at very pathos-filled moments. There was a young man that went down in a plane crash in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Hawaii, and he took selfies of himself, thinking that these were his last minutes. And in his eyes, you begin to see, you know, what the other side is looking like to somebody who's looking at it. He was eventually rescued. But again, his last act, not in narcissism, but something that we can't recognize. Or think about the astronauts who've gone up into space, and what do? They can't help it either. There's something, and I think this is what, again, I hated the Oscars selfie with Ellen, who took a bit too much time, in my opinion, of putting that selfie together. But really, it's all of us saying to each other all the time, can you believe it? We're here with each other. I'm here now. So I think that in some ways, the selfie is leaving behind photography's old melancholy. People like Susan Sontag or Roland Barthes always wrote that photography was about death. I think that the new photography is about now, an eternal present, now happening to you, me, everywhere, to everybody, all at the same time.
Jerry, that's a great spot to end. Thank you for joining us today.
I loved it, Michael. Thanks. Your show's great.
Oh, thank you so much. Jerry Saltz, a fan and a senior art critic at the New York Magazine. And I'd love to know what you think. What does a selfie do for you? When does it become art? Maybe you have a favourite selfie image that you think is artistic. You could show us on Twitter.